Welcome back to the Dad Show. I'm Dad Pete, and this weekend I experienced the Super Bowl of small town New England. Dave, it was Old Home Day.
Okay, I've heard of this. Explain Old Home Day to me like I'm from the suburbs, because I am.
Old Home Day is basically your town's birthday party. The tradition goes back like 150 years. One day a year, the whole town shows up on the common. Pancake breakfast, parade, country fair, the works. And every year, there's a theme. This year's theme? Our community's critters.
Haha, critters. That's adorable.
It's on a banner across Main Street, Dave. Remember the theme. It becomes important later.
Noted. So how does the day start?
It starts at 7 a.m. with a pancake breakfast at the Unitarian Church. And 7 a.m. is not a suggestion. You show up at 7:30, the good bacon is gone.
Church pancakes?
Church basement pancakes. A crew of volunteers who have been doing this since the Carter administration, flipping pancakes with military precision. My son ate six. We didn't know it yet, but he was carbo-loading to defend a championship.
Foreshadowing. Okay, hold that thought. What's next, the parade?
The parade. Dave, this parade has everything. Two fire trucks, a police car, antique tractors, the Cub Scouts, and a guy on a riding mower he has decorated with flags.
Haha, a parade lawnmower.
And every kid in town on a bicycle with streamers. But here's the thing. It's a small town, so basically everyone is in the parade.
Wait, then who's watching the parade?
The people whose kids aged out of the parade. It's a rotating system. You march for 10 years, then you spectate for the rest of your life.
That's beautiful. That's a whole civic life cycle.
And they throw candy from the floats, so my kids treated it like a Halloween scrimmage. My daughter brought a bag. She came prepared, Dave. She had a bag.
Of course she did. This is the egg stand CEO we're talking about. She sees candy on the ground. She sees inventory.
Pure acquisition. Then after the parade, the whole thing turns into a country fair. Games, tents, and a dunking booth.
Please tell me somebody got dunked.
The kids pooled their money to dunk the gym teacher. Three throws for $3. My son spent $12, Dave.
Ha ha, $12. Did he get him?
On the very last throw, the whole line cheered. Best $12 he ever spent. His words.
Worth every penny. And then you close the day out with dinner?
The chicken barbecue dinner at the fire station. The firefighters grill all afternoon and the whole town lines up. Which, Dave, we own 21 chickens.
Oh no, that's awkward.
My daughter looked at her plate, looked at me, and said, "Does our flock know about this?"
What did you say?
I said what any dad would say. These are different chickens, from very far away. And she nodded like a mob accountant who has decided not to ask questions.
A strict don't ask where the chicken came from policy.
Exactly. And when we come back, the cakewalk. Because my son Dave just went back to back.
Back to back? Do not go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Red Heat Tavern in Bedford, Massachusetts. It's town fair season. You've had the fried dough, you've lost at the ring toss, and you've eaten a hot dog you watched a teenager drop. When the parade's over, come sit down like an adult. Red Heat Tavern has cold drinks, great food, and chairs that aren't hay bales. Red Heat Tavern, right here in Bedford, MA.
Okay, Pete. Before the break, you said the words back to back. Start from the beginning, because I don't actually know what a cakewalk is.
A cakewalk is musical chairs crossed with bingo. Numbers in a circle on the ground. You walk around while the music plays, the music stops, you stand on a number, and they draw a number out of a hat. If it's yours, you win an entire cake.
A whole cake, not a slice?
A whole cake. Ladies from the church bake them. There's a table with 30 cakes on it, and it is the most beautiful thing you have ever seen.
So it's 100% luck.
100% luck. Zero skill. Remember that. It becomes important, too.
Haha, okay. So the six pancake kid enters the cakewalk.
He enters as the defending champion, Dave. He won a cake last year. He has spent 12 months telling anyone who will listen that he intends to defend his title.
Defending a title? In a game of pure chance?
First round, nothing. Second round, nothing. He comes over to ask for another dollar, and there is a look in his eye. The Rubik's Cube look. He's studying it.
Studying a random number draw?
He tells me, dead serious, "Dad, the music tends to stop when the lady's arm gets tired. I need to pace my walk."
A pacing strategy for musical chairs.
Third round. Music stops. He's standing on number 14. She reaches into the hat. 14.
No.
Back to back. And Dave, remember the theme? Our community's critters? The cake he won was a snake.
A snake cake?
A giant coiled snake with green frosting. Somewhere in this town, there is a church lady who spent her Friday night frosting a serpent, and I need to shake her hand.
Committed to the theme, I respect it.
And he carried it around the fair for the rest of the evening like it was the Stanley Cup. Would not put it down, would not let us hold it. A kid from his class asked to see it, and my son said, "You can look."
You can look. The confidence of a two-time champion.
Here's my favorite part. He fully believes he won on merit. 2 years running now. He told me his pacing strategy paid off. Again. It's a raffle, Dave. He thinks he has a dynasty in a raffle.
I mean, 6 church pancakes, $12 of throwing practice, a title defense. At some point, you have to call it a system.
He's already talking about the three-peat.
Was the cakewalk the only title on the line this weekend? I feel like there's more.
Dave, the pet show.
Old Home Day has a pet show?
Old Home Day has a pet show. And last year, we entered 2 of our chickens and took first place in the poultry category.
First place in poultry.
There is a ribbon on our refrigerator, Dave. But this year, we sat down as a family and we decided not to defend the title.
You retired? Why would you retire?
You go out on top, undefeated. 1 season, 1 championship, a perfect record. Those chickens have nothing left to prove.
So in one house, you've got a 2-time cakewalk champion chasing a 3-peat and a poultry team that retired undefeated. Your refrigerator is basically a trophy case.
And the snake cake lasted 3 nights. He served it himself, cut slices like he was carving the Thanksgiving turkey. You eat the tail first, apparently. Champions rules.
The winner controls the cake. That's ancient law.
The winner controls the cake. And you know what? Standing on the town common, watching him hold a 5-pound frosted serpent over his head while a fire truck honked for him, that's the stuff, Dave. You can't buy that.
Small towns figured it out 150 years ago. One day a year, everybody shows up, and a kid goes home with a snake.
Until next time, I'm Dad Pete.
I'm Dave.
And this is The Dad Show.